What crisis is affecting 100 million people around the world? There's a perfect storm brewing over orphans. And here's a different question for you. Would Jesus eat fry bread? Trust us, you'll want to hear the answer. And it's coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's a global crisis that's affecting over 100 million people. What is it? Persecution. Open Doors' David Curry.
People go to jail for reading the Bible. People are killed for calling themselves followers of Jesus.
Sunday is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church.
It's our effort to try to educate people in what we call the free church about the fact that 100 million Christians live in areas where they're persecuted for their faith.
For others,
it's a wake-up call to people who take it very passively, who take it as a matter of fact that everybody is free to do what they want to do when it's not the case.
We've got links to free prayer kits at our website. Why join in?
We really want people to understand that when one part of the body hurts, the whole body hurts. And these are our brothers and sisters around the world, 100 million of them, that are living in danger for calling themselves followers of Jesus.
Next, 153 million children, or roughly half the U.S. population, have lost one or both parents. These kids are the focus of Orphan Sunday, coming up this weekend. Orphan Outreach's Tiffany Taylor says it's a wake-up call for the church.
This is a huge problem, and God is really calling up Christians to care for these children.
With Orphan Sunday right around the corner, you might not be able to organize an event or sermon, but you can still make a difference.
Many people like to take action by adoption, but that's just a very small percentage of the children. The real way people can make a change is by getting their church and their community and their friends to understand about the need and partner with organizations that are making a difference for orphans every day.
You can get Orphan Sunday resources and information through Orphan Outreach. There's a link at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Two groups are tackling the orphan crisis in East Africa. Bethany Christian Services and Buckner International are teaming up to host a conference promoting domestic adoption. Bill Blackwire is Bethany's president and CEO.
We are hoping that it will inspire the Christian community in Kenya and other countries to step up to care for orphans and vulnerable children.
East African mindsets and cultural norms could present a challenge.
Adoption is kind of foreign to a lot of people in countries. They did not grow up with the idea of you adopt non-relatives into your family.
The conference will be held in just a few weeks. While you might not be able to go, you can pray for it. Pray Christian communities open up their homes and hearts to orphans.
Pray for governments, that governments would be open to Christian organizations working with them.
Meanwhile, it's good to hear your own language when you're outside your homeland. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is launching a new channel Sunday that will potentially reach 5 million Arabic speakers in the United States. States, Canada, and Mexico. Pray this audience would be impacted and encouraged by hearing the gospel in their own language. For information on how to tune in or support Sat7, just visit missionnetworknews.org. And have you ever wondered if Jesus would eat fry bread? Well, that question is a theme of an InterVarsity Christian Fellowship Conference this November. Geared for native students, it's a time to explore identity in Christ. Questions like, am I native enough, as well as the mix of being a Christian and keeping your heritage intact will be covered. Pray lives will be changed as Christ is shared. For conference details and an informational video, visit missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the free book, Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.